About 1,000 Republicans gathered in one big room on Saturday to talk about the future of their party. And the rowdiest part of the meeting by far came during a debate over how Illinois Republicans officially define their position on same-sex marriage. Some party members thought by including an acknowledgement of same-sex marriages, it might open up the party to younger or more moderate members. But the crowd shouted them down.
Now here's the language that may be of concern to some people, and I ask you to think about it. We acknowledge and welcome the diversity of opinions within our party regarding families, including the views that marriage is defined as one man and one woman.
The guy at the microphone is Ryan Higgins from Schaumburg. He didn't get through reading the proposal out loud without interruption.
That non-traditional families are worthy of the same respect and legal protections as traditional families.
As you can hear from the booing, most of the Republicans in the room weren't interested in the change. Many in the audience proudly wore bright yellow buttons that said marriage, one mom, one dad. For Illinois State Representative Terry Bryant, her argument was purely political.
If there's no distinguishing factor between the Democrats and us, how do I win? How do the downstate Republicans win? We have to have a distinction. I implore you, so we can pick up the extra seats that we need in the House.
And in the end, 80% of people in the room agreed with her, leaving the official Illinois Republican Party platform to define the, quote, ideal environment for children as one that includes a marriage between one man and one woman. For his part, Governor Bruce Rauner often calls himself the leader of the Illinois Republican Party. When asked before the vote about same-sex marriage, Rauner wouldn't say how he felt. He said it's up to the delegates. And as it turned out, this wasn't the only thing Rauner didn't take a public stance on over the weekend. Tony Arnold has that part of the story.
Governor Rauner gave a 20-minute speech to fire up the 1,000 Illinois Republican leaders in attendance. And the closest Rauner got to verbally supporting Donald Trump was this.
What we can't do is have Hillary get in the White House. No way Hillary's getting in the White House. No way. No way.
Some other elected Illinois Republicans who took the mic also did not talk about Trump. Congressmen like Adam Kinzinger and Randy Holtgren. Holtgren just 2 weeks ago released a statement that said, quote, I am not sold on Mr. Trump, not yet. I don't know if I'll ever be. But Congressman Darren LaHood did bring up Trump. LaHood did not support him in the primary, but the congressman says now is the time for the party to unite behind Donald Trump.
When we think about uniting, our worst candidate is better than the alternative any day of the week.
But a lot of people in the crowd did seem to care about Donald Trump, carrying his signs, wearing his hats and buttons. And they were energized by a Trump supporter who's not even from Illinois. Ashley Byers was introduced as a retired ballerina from Florida. She's now modeling and has 12,000 Instagram followers.
I am not here to talk about his policies or campaign, or even about his company and the amazing, thriving empire he has built over the years. I am here to attest to his character and the man of integrity that I know him to be.
Byers was not the only person who was not there to talk about Trump's policies. No speaker mentioned building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, banning Muslims from coming into the country, or trade deals. And to further evidence the divide between Illinois Republican leadership and Trump as a candidate, Chicago Cubs co-owner Todd Ricketts was selected to be a delegate at the national convention, and the Ricketts family has been vocal about opposing Trump. So it's clear that despite all the talk of unifying the Illinois Republican Party, there are still some big gaps left to be filled. I'm Tony Arnold.